Eggnog, cookies, cheese plates. We might not be having big parties this year, but holiday food is still indulgent.
Oh yeah, and it's so good. And so why not make some healthy options? And this is Chick to Chick.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Mark Smith with Oars Capital, an SEC registered financial advisor with a legal obligation to put your needs first.
Mark works with clients on everything from financial planning to retirement strategies to investment management. Learn more at oarscapital.com or call 717-601-0651. Carrie, we've been missing out on so much this holiday season, including Christmas parties and holiday parties. Companies aren't having them anymore. Friends aren't having gatherings at their house anymore. And it's kind of a bummer because we're missing out on all of that festive activity and, oh yeah, all that good food, all of those great holiday appetizers and cookies and things you look forward to. I'm bummed out.
I know. And you know what? You and I used to have a lot of fun going to some of those things over the holidays. And the first thing we did was make a beeline to the spread. We're like, what do they have there? You know, I think we can still have fun with food. We can learn to make some really good things, you know, with our families that are just under our roof. But sometimes giving food is a really good gift. And there are some great ideas out there.
Our guest today is Michelle Reber with the Healthy You Cafe. Michelle, I think a lot of people are kind of bummed out, you know, maybe their company Christmas party was canceled and, you know, we don't have all of those holiday get-togethers at our friend's house. So what can we do to keep that festive mood in our house and maybe make some cool things?
Well, first, I would recommend trying to be with family. You know, those are the people we've been with for the last 7-8 months. But, you know, family does make you feel better. And eating healthy. Healthy does not mean that it doesn't taste great, because we have some great appetizers to share with you today that are good for you, but also taste amazing.
We're excited about that. And I think the one thing that we want to emphasize is that, you know, usually during the holidays, we do indulge and there are some, you know, cheeses and meats and things like that. But you're going to show us a great way to still feel like we're getting the flavor of the season and also put things together so nicely. So even though we're not at a holiday function, so to speak, we feel the spirit of the holidays, right?
Absolutely.
So what do you have for us?
We have some great appetizers, and I'm going to have Tasha, who's the catering manager, go over these with you, and then we're going to show you how to make a delicious appetizer.
Yeah.
So here's Tasha. She's in charge of catering.
So starting down at the end, we have some of our avocado shrimp crostinis. We have our pesto bruschetta crostini as well. And, you know, I think something to really consider while you're stuck at home in quarantine with your family is really getting into the kitchen, because being healthy is also, you know, from the inside out. So mentally, you know, staying healthy is just as important as eating healthy. So getting your family in the kitchen and cooking together, you know, that's going to keep you busy and, you know, everyone's moods up. You know, watching YouTube videos, as silly as it sounds, building your own board like this, learning new things, just keeping your mind and body healthy in general. We actually have these boards that are handmade by a friend that we're actually selling in the cafe this year as well. It's a great piece to learn those items on and create your own or order from us.
Yes.
But Michelle is going to demonstrate how to do a really delicious turkey pinwheel wrap that has a garlic cheese spread, a roasted red pepper. We use Boar's Head products, so we have a Boar's Head oven gold turkey and then a spinach wrap as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go over this. This is a really simple recipe, and it looks beautiful for the holidays because it has red and green. So we use spinach wraps. You can get these anywhere. And we're going to put some of our garlic cheese spread on here. And if you have regular cream cheese, I would recommend doing the light version. And then you can add fresh herbs to it, or you can just buy something that's already infused with herbs. So we're going to spread that all around here.
I love that you don't go through you don't do the whole entire thing. You just do the middle, and that's so that you can wrap it well without it getting super sloppy, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
You know what? I'm glad you're showing that because I make that mistake. I put it all over and then you roll it up and it gushes out everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
You don't want it like a pizza
sauce. And we do thousands of wraps a year. I think we did probably about 5,000.
Oh my gosh. We're doing 245 this Friday.
Yes. So we're putting down the garlic cheese spread. Then we're going to put some spinach in here. And again, you kind of want to keep everything towards the center so it doesn't fall apart. And then we're just going to add some boar's head turkey. We use boar's head because it's gluten-free and it's nitrate-free. So lunch meat, you know, it's not the best for you. Boar's head is definitely one of the best brands out there.
Love that. Keeping it healthy.
Very natural turkey. There's nothing added to it. And then the last thing is we're going to take some red roasted pepper strips and put them right on top. And to actually make the wrap so it doesn't fall apart, you're going to fold in the sides, and then you're going to just roll it.
Oh,
just like that. And it goes.
See, that's another trick. I messed that up too because I just roll it, and I guess you got to bring the sides in first to tuck it in to keep it all together.
So we got lucky.
What we usually do is we wrap it and let it sit for like an hour because that kind of makes it seal together. And then what we do is we just cut them into nice pinwheels. So I'm going to show you what it looks like. And they're delicious too. That's the thing. They look very holiday-ish and they're really yummy.
Well, Michelle, I was saying how we got lucky because you dropped them off for us. And so as you're cutting them, I'm going to taste one.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
And I would use a serrated knife. They cut much better with a serrated knife. So you want a knife with a jagged edge.
So fresh.
That is it. And you can, you know, people love these because they're healthy. And again, they look so pretty. You can put them on a nice holiday dish like this.
Shape them into a tree.
Yeah, we've made enough to shape into like a Christmas tree. That looks really pretty.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. But you just put that on there just like that. And you guys have one. How do you like it?
It's delicious. It's delicious.
It's so good. And it's a quick grab healthy food too. So even if you're not really entertaining and you know, you have your kids home from school, you can make these. They're still festive, right? And keep them in the refrigerator.
And you can do other kind of wraps. That's just one of the ones we do. That's a good one for the holidays, but we have a ham, Havarti and honey mustard one we do. I mean, we do grilled veggie hummus wraps. We do tons of different wraps.
It's so good.
They are delicious. And you can also get them in our appetizer boxes. So that's what we sent to you guys.
I was just going to bring that up, Michelle. Can you help a girl out? Because as good as that tastes, I don't want to do any of the work. And you sent us these wonderful boxes full of appetizers. So if somebody wants to get these, how can they get this? So you're doing all the work.
Because this is the charcuterie board kind of on a little level, right?
Yep.
Yes. That is
cute?
A smaller
so
one.
So cute. So
this,
cute.
We offer a couple things. We do box lunches, box dinners, box appetizers. So you can actually order them online or you can call the cafe and we can walk you through it. But the reason we came up with this is if you are at a social gathering, a small one, we've done this for like a party and we put the cutlery in here and the napkins. So you are not touching any utensils. You're not touching other people's things. That's what COVID's about. It's eliminating touches. And they're just beautiful too, because we put a nice bow on them.
So this is all for me. This is all for me. I don't have to share. Is that what you're saying?
That is all for you.
And I have one all for me too.
So if you're doing a corporate gift and you want to send these to, you know, one of your customers, we can do that as well. So we do these, and you can also just order a regular charcuterie board too. So we either do the box or the regular.
That is a great gift idea. I love that. That is beautiful. Look at that. I love that. Okay, so Michelle, if somebody wants to order some of these things, what's your website?
You can go to our website. It's www.healthyyoucafe.com. And you can all order almost anything from us online, whether it's lunch, our good to go, a gift basket, a gift bag, appetizer boxes. We've tried to go all online. So people, if they don't want to come into the cafe, we have an outside kiosk. You can pick it up right there.
I love it. And you know what? This is a great gift idea. And as we always say, Michelle, food is love.
It really is.
There's a way to show your love than with food.
It's wonderful. Agreed.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for that great little demonstration, how to make those pinwheel wraps. I learned a thing or two, and have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you.
Take care, too. Michelle.
Take care, guys. Happy holidays.
Thanks, you too. You know, Flora, as Michelle was talking, I was staring down some of the things that were in the box of the food that she showed us. Great ideas, things that not only I think I could probably make at home, but more importantly, it's good to know that there are local businesses out there who are doing boxed food items like this to give to the folks that you normally would have seen during the holiday season, but you're not going to see them. I mean, it is a spread.
It is just absolutely beautiful. I think it's a wonderful gift. You're giving the gift of love. Everybody would love to have this. And so many small businesses are hurting this year. The Healthy You Cafe is a small business. So this is a great way to help a small business and give this beautiful, I love this because this is like for one person.
And put some good food in your belly.
It's all for me. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week to chirp about another topic. Thank you.